Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, an important news you need to know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On October 8th, the U.S. 10-year Treasury debt was yielding 2.41%. As of late U.S. trading on November 15, the yield had jumped to 2.95%, an increase of 22.4% in less than 40 days. Short-term interest rates have not moved such a large percentage, as their value is not subject to as much risk of higher inflation of the money supply between now and their maturity date. The timing is not coincidental or occurring in a vacuum. It matches when President Obama, Federal Reserve Chair Bernanke, Treasury Secretary Geithner, and other top officials started commenting that consumer prices were not rising fast enough and that the government should be doing something about this problem. As soon as it became evident that the U.S. government was going to inflate the U.S. money supply right after the election, investors didn't wait. They quickly started demanding a higher interest rate to compensate for the risk of loss as the U.S. dollar continued to decline. The way that the Fed is increasing the U.S. money supply is through the purchase of Treasury debt. Although the mainstream media told us that the Fed would be purchasing $600 billion of U.S. Treasury debt through June 2011, most did not report that there would be an additional $250 to $300 billion of Treasury debt purchases during the same period using mortgage payments collected by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Now, a main reason the U.S. government is using this method of increasing the U.S. money supply by a combined $850 to $900 billion in the next 8 months is that Fed purchases of U.S. Treasury debt help hold down the interest rate that the U.S. government has to pay. What should be scaring you, if you only realized it, is that the 10-year Treasury debt interest rate has increased 22% in less than 6 weeks, while the federal government has spent tens of billions of dollars buying all maturities of treasuries trying to hold down the interest rate. How high would the rate have increased if the government wasn't so busy manipulating this market? I don't know. The 10-year Treasury interest rate was all the way up to 3.834% at the end of 2009. In that context, even the 2.95% rate on November 15 might seem low. However, you have to realize that the drop in interest rate earlier this year was significantly influenced by the European financial crisis, which led a lot of investors to flee European debt to the relative safety of U.S. Treasuries for a time. This time around, it's different. What you need to realize, whether or not the mainstream media ever tell you, is that the sharp increase in the 10-year Treasury debt interest rate is signaling an expectation by sophisticated investors for a continuing decline in the value of the U.S. dollar, guaranteed by the U.S. government. As the dollar falls, that will invariably lead to higher gold and silver prices. Don't let the temporary recent decline in gold and silver prices deceive you into thinking that these markets have peaked. Every bull market has temporary episodes of profit-taking and retrenchment. Look at today's prices as another short-term buying opportunity. Listen to the alarms of the rising 10-year Treasury interest rate and protect yourself. That's it for now. Tune in next week for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.